Are you seeing your prayers move mountains? Over the course of my life, God has been teaching me how to pray, what to pray, and some of the most crucial elements of prayer that have radically changed my life forever. This is Evangelist Caleb Wampler, and I've decided to put together this into a 7-day free devotional in the hopes that Christians worldwide will see the breakthroughs as I have. To download this free devotional, go to kingdomencounters.us/free. Again, kingdomencounters.us/free.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang. Today on the Strang Report podcast, we're going to deal with something that is very important. It's called spiritual warfare. And we're going to talk about it from a prophetic point of view. And for a lot of people, they would barely know or understand what I just said. They just wouldn't. But you know what? If you're spiritually sensitive, if you're trying to follow Jesus, if you're trying to be led by the Holy Spirit, you are very aware of spiritual warfare. But even though we can be aware that things are going on, you know, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. But what does that mean? Well, my guest today is Kathy DeGraw. She's one of our podcasters, and I'm actually doing this podcast to celebrate a big milestone, which we'll tell you about. But I think you'll also learn some insights about spiritual warfare that can help you or help those you love. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone. And Kathy DeGraw, thank you for fitting me in. I know we've taken some time to find time to do this podcast because I'm just so proud of you. And before we dig into these other topics, I just want to tell the listeners that your podcast called Prophetic Spiritual Warfare, which is on the Charisma Podcast Network, has just passed 1 million. And when I heard that, I said, Kathy, we've got to do a podcast. I'm just so proud of you. Do you realize how few podcasters in America, Christian, secular, or otherwise, ever reach that milestone? Almost no one. So maybe my first question is, you know, we don't want to take pride in a bad kind of way, but, you know, Paul said, you know, said that we were his pride and joy. So pride can be good. I'm so proud of you hitting this milestone. Tell me how it feels, and did you ever expect to get here?
Oh, it feels great, and I did expect to get here. I think I was, you know, keep hounding my producer if I hit a million yet, and it's just been so widely received, and I think Charisma, I think having it on the Charisma Podcast Network really helped the visibility of it, and the listeners are just phenomenal. They're hungry for more prophetic spiritual warfare, knowing the Holy Spirit in spiritual warfare. And I couldn't do it without the great coaching that I've had from you and other people at Charisma and other people in my life. And I just bless the Lord. And I tell you, Steve, going into the next year, I got more things planned, and we're going to make it bigger and better than ever.
Well, that is exciting. And, you know, you're a very gifted communicator, and that's one of the important things with a podcast. And podcasts, of course, are, you know, one of the new digital areas of the media that are so popular. I mean, podcasts did not even exist before the internet, of course. In some ways, they're a little bit like we would have done talk radio back in the day. So I guess, you know, in that sense, the format's been around. But let me just cite a couple of statistics before we go on and do a deep dive into spiritual warfare. First of all, you started in August of 2019. That's just barely 3 years ago from when we're recording this. Of course, I found that people listen to these podcasts months and years later. But as we're recording it in 2022, that's 3 years. And as of today, you are at 1,063,664. So since you and I started talking about passing a million, you went up another 63,000. In July, you went up 22,000. And in June before that, 41,000. So you're doing 20,000 to 40,000 a month. And people can go on the Charisma Podcast Network and download it for free, of course. But they can also go on iTunes, Spotify, Podcast Addict. You're on all those platforms. Of course, if anyone is familiar with the podcast world, you know that it's hard to stand out in those arenas. But if people listen to you on those platforms, they need to subscribe, they need to like it, they need to put a 5-star. It helps. Because you know what? We're proclaiming the truth of God's word in a secular media podcast.
Amen.
Charisma Podcast Network would be one of the largest, mostly Christian podcast. And I say mostly Christian. First of all, we won't put anyone on our network that we absolutely disagree with. It doesn't mean that we agree with every little point of theology. But we have a number of Jewish friends who are big, big supporters of Israel. And of course, their podcasts are from that perspective. They are not Christian believers in the same way you and I are, but we're very happy to have them on the network. But we don't have any heretics that we know of, you know, and we have everything from A to Z, as my British friends would say. And I think that the whole idea of spiritual warfare, in fact, you know, that is a big theme here at Charisma Media. In fact, our number one selling Bible in the modern English version is our spiritual warfare Bible. People are just so hungry, and there's commentary about the spiritual aspects of spiritual warfare, you know, throughout that Bible. So let me start. I know you well enough on a personal basis. Even you write for us. You're an author in different ways. I've been in several settings where you've ministered. I have friends that you've ministered to. I know that you're from Grand Rapids, Michigan. My family is from that area, believe it or not. So I know you're actually
yes.
from Granville, but nobody knows Granville if you don't live there in Kent County. But, you know, you have a respected ministry, and it's growing all the time. So how did you get into this kind of ministry? And maybe my follow-up question would be, what is it about your ministry that sets it apart from others who also would deal with spiritual warfare?
Well, my husband and I were pastoring actually a traditional church in a denomination, and we came up against paranormal, supernatural, just demonic activity. And we were confronted with witchcraft, Jezebel spirits, curses and seances being done on our behalf, just a lot of paranormal activity. And I say that God threw me into boot camp. And my husband said, we're going to be in deliverance ministry someday. And I'm like, no, I'm going to be in physical healing. You can be in deliverance. And, you know, it's not something you want to, you know, think you're going to do of being a deliverance minister, casting out demons. But we found ourselves in this boot camp. And I like to say, I think sometimes God gives us the hardest, the most difficult things first to make everything else look easy. And we came out of that battle, and I spent 2 years prostrate on the floor, just getting to know the Holy Spirit. I just wanted Jesus. I wasn't even really looking for healing or refreshing or anything. I just wanted to draw closer to the Lord. And it launched what I call prophetic spiritual warfare, is how do we conquer and how do we fight spiritual warfare prophetically, means being led by the Holy Spirit. And that was the title of this podcast. And actually, Charisma signed me for a book, you know, called Prophetic Spiritual Warfare, based on the success of the podcast and the teaching. And that whole book in the podcast is, how do we partner with the Holy Spirit? How do we rely upon Him? And that's where we need to do spiritual warfare differently. We can go based on natural knowledge and things that we gain, but the Holy Spirit knows the war that we're raging and how to fight it strategically, being led by words of knowledge, words of wisdom, faith, prophetic insights, and Him speaking to us. And so that is really the core of this message of, you know, if we do life with the Holy Spirit, it's going to be a lot easier, quicker, and we're going to conquer that warfare a lot faster.
Absolutely. And there has been a war between good and evil all the way back to the Garden of Eden. You know, the Bible deals with that in the first chapter of the first book of the Bible. And, you know, ever since then, mankind has been dealing with it. We believe that God revealed himself to man through Abraham and the Abrahamic covenant, and then later through Moses. And, you know, we could walk right through history until the Messiah came. And then Jesus paid the debt for sin once and for all. But, you know, that didn't end the spiritual warfare. I mean, you know, in the 2,000 years since then. But, you know, it's interesting that I was talking to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn about the paganism back in that part of the world. In fact, paganism still exists. You go to somewhere like India, and it's certainly alive and well. Same thing with China. Same thing with many parts of Africa, of course. I mean, in some ways, the things would not have changed since then. In Western Europe, it's a little different, but really Christianity exercised those pagan spirits in the sense that no one goes to a temple for Zeus anymore. Sadly, we see that paganism cropping back up. But, you know, Jesus gave us authority over the power of the enemy and over sickness and sin and depression and so forth. And you spoke earlier of some of these seances and different things going on. Yes, that is very, very real. However, that kind of thing does not touch many of us. You know, I live in a world pretty free of that. That doesn't mean I'm not attacked by the enemy. In fact, we're all attacked every single day, and we have to take authority over the enemy. But there are things that will almost, how should he say it, oppress people to where they can't almost function. Depression, sometimes things like alcoholism, other things like that, where they can't seem to get free. Yet there's power. You know, in Christian circles, especially Pentecostal circles, we often call this deliverance. There's probably other terms. You know, sometimes different segments of the body of Christ has different terms. But you minister in that, and even the way I first became familiar with your ministry is but to see or become aware of the life transformation in the life of a very good friend of mine who lives up in Michigan. And it was just remarkable what happened in his life. And of course, he was eager to, you know, introduce you to a bunch of his friends. And one thing led to another. But just talk to me about that, because people will come to you who are bound. You know, you're not the first person to minister in this area. There's a number of well-known ministers. In fact, one of the ones that I was first familiar with early in my Christian walk was Derek Prince. And he's in heaven now. But just recently, my wife and I have been listening to some of his sermons that are, you know, still out there on YouTube and so forth. But he was very powerful. And I remember going to a deliverance service. I think it was like maybe on a Wednesday night or something. And he just stood up there and calmly called these spirits out. And here you had all these kind of mostly churchgoers who were there because they, you know, they knew that there was a reality in what he was teaching about. And some of the manifestations were actually scary. I mean, scary. But you know what? People were freed. And, you know, it made quite an impression on me, you know, hearing his teaching and then seeing that. So talk to me about how you minister to people and maybe just some, I'm going to call them themes. That's probably not the best term, but some principles that people can take away from this podcast to learn about. And, you know, before the podcast is over, I want you to talk about some of the resources that you have, including some e-courses, some books that you've written, some other materials that people can take advantage of, because this is a much bigger subject than just a short podcast.
Yes, it is. When we look at Jesus's life, Jesus was in the ministry of deliverance. He cast out demons. And Jesus said, I give you authority over all things. And first of all, that's what our friends here need to know. We have authority over all things. And that means we have authority over the depression, the rejection. We have authority over addiction, sexual immorality. We have authority over those things that would prevent us and hinder us from walking in our full purpose and destiny. And Jesus has a destiny for us to accomplish. And we need to press through to our breakthrough. We need to get rid of mind ailments, mental triggers. We need to leave rejection aside. And those things attack us on a daily basis. They built up over years. But we have to get to the point where we're being disciplined in our flesh, obedient to what the Holy Spirit's calling us to do, and we allow those things to start coming up and out of us. And one of the ways that we look at that is through the ministry of deliverance. And as I said, in the Gospels, Jesus did that. But if you've never had a breakthrough, if maybe you've lived with rejection for 20 years and you're like, man, why can't I get free from this? We have to look at what are the sources? What are the root cause? What are the legal rights? What behavior patterns do I need to change? Deliverance isn't just about casting out a demon. It's about changing our fleshly actions and reactions. We have a responsibility to take. We can cast out the demon, the evil influence that's in our life, or the generational curse. We can break agreement with the soul tie. We can get rid of the sin, but now we have to change those behavior patterns. We have to change those thoughts, and we have to renew our mind with the Word of God and a relationship with Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, where He's really not just Savior of our life, but He's also Lord of our life. We need to break agreement with that defeat mentality, that victim mentality, passivity and complacency, that unworthiness, the places in our life where we feel insecure, inadequate. And we have to get to the point of desperation, where it's like, I can't live another moment in this state, Lord, show me. And that's the beautiful thing I love about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will come in, He'll be our healer and our deliverer. But we also need books, tools, like you said, the e-courses. We need sometimes a deliverance minister to come alongside of us and give us not only deliverance, but discipleship. You know, I wrote for Charisma Magazine years ago. I wrote an article. And they're like, what do you think the church needs to know today? And I wanted to say, it needs to know deliverance. And why I believe that's really pertinent, the Holy Spirit said, Kathy, I want you to write an article on how the church needs discipleship. And so really, when we're talking about deliverance, we need deliverance and discipleship. And so when someone comes to our web church, our ministry center, even our books, they're written strategically. So you're not just getting deliverance, but you're getting discipleship. How do I walk this out? Let me do life with you. And friends, today, I think one of the instrumental things is first acknowledging that we have a stronghold, an area in our mind that needs to be renewed. We have a sin that we need to lay down at the feet of Jesus and turn over to Him. And after we do that, we need to break agreement with that wrong mentality. And sometimes it's just as easy of saying, I break agreement with defeat. I break agreement with rejection. What you're doing is, you know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But sometimes we need to hear our own faith. We need to hear ourselves say, I break agreement. But also there's a very, you know, strong, real spiritual realm, angelic and demonic. And as we speak out audibly, I break agreement with the stronghold in my life. We lessen the enemy, his attacks against us, because now he knows we're arising and we're taking our authority that Jesus has given us. And so breaking agreement out, changing that thought, our mind, you know, our mind ruminates. It goes into the same negative cycles, those same negative patterns. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, you know, take every thought captive. And when you study that out in the Jewish, it actually means, does that thought obey the Messiah? And when we look at rejection, depression, sexual immorality, none of that obeys the Messiah. None of that aligns with the Word of God. These are all things that we need to ditch out of our mind, out of our thinking, out of our life. And so when we reel that thought in and say, does this obey the Messiah? No, it doesn't. I got to let it go. I got to let it go. I got to release it. And then sometimes we do need to cast out that demon. When we look at the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, he cast the demon out. He didn't say, get off. He didn't say, stop bothering them, leave them alone. He said, get out. He said, go. And so sometimes we need to cast it out for what it is, a demon. And so if you haven't been able to get that breakthrough from sexual sin, from rejection, from depression, just saying audibly, spirit of rejection, get out of me in Jesus' name, we can have deliverance in our own home. We don't even have to go to a conference all the time because the Holy Spirit will come in and partner with you. And that's why I've also partnered with Charisma, and we have a whole platform of e-courses at charismacourses.com to help set people free, and through the podcast and the book and all these resources that people can not only get free, Steve, but they can stay free.
Boy, that's so important, because Jesus even said that when, you know, he was talking about a man who had evil spirits and they were cast out, and he uses the word picture about the house being swept clean and nothing filled the house, and the evil spirits came back seven times worse. And that can happen. It can happen. But glory to God, it doesn't have to happen, and God has given us a way of escape. And, you know, the Roman Catholics call this an exorcism, and they make a big deal about it. There was even a movie a number of years ago called The Exorcist.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has always been a part of Christianity, but really it's been renewed more in our day, in our recent day, with, you know, part of the whole charismatic renewal, where, you know, some of these have kind of been renewed in the church. And I'm so thankful that the Lord has raised you up and has raised up your podcast, Prophetic Spiritual Warfare. People can learn so much. I'll encourage them to go to the Charisma Podcast Network and just scroll down until they come up with Prophetic Spiritual Warfare. Or you can even Google Prophetic Spiritual Warfare Podcast and it'll pop up. And then they can look and see all the different episodes that you have, approximately three a week, and listen and find out other resources that they can learn from. And so as we wrap this up, I want to give you the last word, and be sure to tell people how to connect with your ministry. Of course, it's verbal, so, you know, grab a pencil, and if you don't get it the first time around, you can stop it and back it up and listen to it again, because we want to connect people with you. And we, you know, I'll encourage people to even forward this podcast to different ones. And, you know, let's get the word out far and wide. And hopefully you'll pass 2 million in the not too distant future. So tell us how people can connect with your ministry. And as I said, you have the last word.
First of all, no one is beyond deliverance. Everyone can be delivered. Whatever you've been through, whatever struggle, whatever emotional ailment, wherever you think you can't be changed or renewed, the Bible says the truth will set you free. But it's actually the truth that you know is what the word says. The truth you know will set you free. And so that's why I want to encourage you to listen over and over again. You are not defeated. The enemy was defeated. You are an overcomer, and you are victorious. And Jesus has so much more for you than you can imagine. And I just feel right now, Steve, there's someone that's listening who's committed adultery, and you feel like you can't forgive yourself, that you can't move on, that you can't be healed, that you can't be delivered. And I just want to speak to that listener right now and say that Jesus loves you, that he forgives you. When you lay that sin aside and you can move on and you can be victorious. And I feel there's people that have been struggling with depression, and I just speak to that depression right now in them. And the Bible says to put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. And I speak to that depression and that heaviness in your soul, and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I speak and decree that you're going to have joy in the morning, that you're going to go from glory to glory, that you're going to feel in a new way the everlasting love of the Father. And so I speak that impartation in you right now. And those people who feel like, I can't drive, I can't fight, I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm fatigued, I don't know how I'm going to go on, it says we go in the strength of the Lord. And so I pray right now for you that Yeshua, Messiah, would be your strength, that the Holy Spirit would be your helper, and that you would partner with him, because you have a destiny, you have a commission and a calling that only you can accomplish, and God's will and word will go forth for your life. And I just seal that all in the precious name of Jesus. And I just pray that you believe it and you receive it today, because God needs you in this hour. I just been hearing, Steve, recently that we're coming into a new season, and God is raising up people. He's raising up spiritual leaders. He's wanting people to grow spiritually strong for this new hour and this new season we're in. And so I just decree over the audience and the listeners and our friends today, just new beginnings and hope for tomorrow. And friends, I want to encourage you to listen to the podcast. As I said before, there's a book based on the podcast called Prophetic Spiritual Warfare, How to Partner with the Holy Spirit to Manifest Your Destiny. That's by Charisma. You can get that wherever books are sold. Come to my website, Kathy DeGraw Ministries, Kathy with a K, DeGraw, D-E, G-R-A-W, ministries.org. We have a Sunday night prophetic spiritual warfare web church. We have e-courses, training platform. We have a mentoring program. I write articles for Charisma, so you can Google those. Go on Charisma's site. We have a lot of free resources through the podcast and the articles. You can join Charisma's podcast network and see where I'm speaking, on what topics on my podcast, and the Charisma courses. We have about 16 e-courses, I think, on the Charisma site, where you can learn about spiritual warfare, your keys to self-deliverance, how to release the prophetic, inner healing, generational curses, soul ties, trauma, some really good deliverance courses over there at Charisma Courses. .com. But join me on my website, KathyDeGrawMinistries.org, and remember to press through to your breakthrough.
How well said. Thank you, Kathy DeGraw, for your ministry. Thank you for having a podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. Congratulations on 1 million downloads. What a milestone.
Woo!
Glory be to God. And glory be to God that 1 million people, or maybe in a lot of cases, the same people more than once, have been impacted by your ministry. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. As I said, share this with others. And also, if you don't subscribe to Charisma Magazine, I want to encourage you to do so, and also visit my own webpage called stevestrangbooks.com. where you can see all the books I've written, as well as subscribe and special prices. I try to tag that on when I do podcast, and then tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.